The Lord is still with us, Heart Dwellers, and He had a sweet message for those of you who are still here tonight. It's the 20th of August, 2015. And you'll notice that I put up two messages tonight. One was the second part of Mark Vickler's witness and teaching about communion with God ministries. And that's to finish off what I started yesterday. So I'll go ahead and begin the message. The Lord was very sweet tonight. He was just really happy that I was there for Him, and I was really happy that He was there for me. And He just held me for the longest time. And I just tried to disappear into His heart to get strength and encouragement to move forward. So He began, "For those of you who haven't jumped ship, haven't shredded Claire, I commend you for your patience and sincere Christian behavior, becoming of my bride. In the days and weeks, it will become obvious to you why I haven't brought you home yet. I am going to cover for every one of you until it is time. Co-labor with me in the fields, my loving spouse. Whether your job be prayer or labors for me, remember, I overlook nothing you offer me. Even when you forget to offer it to me, I remember and accept it graciously. None of you can even begin to imagine how grateful I am for your posture of support, and I will reward it in this world with my presence, and in the world to come with fruit you cannot even begin to understand. Much of the world is going about its daily business as it has for centuries. Do you understand? I am holding back the wrath of the Father and delaying the commencement of the tribulation. You have only to imagine the thousands who don't even know their right from their left hands, as it was in Nineveh. For these my heart aches. Many of them are third world innocents who have no concept of what's taking place around them. They are simple people living a life very similar to mine, yet not as yet knowing who I am. Yes, laborers are being dispatched to the fields and the vineyards, and they are coming to me in droves, hungry, aching, lost, wanting truth in their lives, knowing they have not had it. Many of them are simple and innocent, and I loathe to see them destroyed without a chance to receive me. This is what I mean by their right hand from their left. They don't have a clue. There will come a time when it will have to be wrapped up. In that moment, my angels will descend and take captivity captive. I will visit those that have yet to know me. I will visit them and bring them to myself. The time is coming, yes, even at hand, when I must move forward. But until then, the governments of the world are not capable of setting in motion what they long to do. They are restrained and foiled. Each time they make a move to go forward, I make a move to check them. Many in high places are scratching their heads and wondering, how is this possible? Oh, how I rejoice to hold back the flood until my little ones are in the ark. Yes, I will move on the nations. Hearts will be broken and given to me, in spite of the enemy's effort to stop me. All I ask from you, my brides, is your support. Yes, your support, your prayers, your giving to missions overseas, supporting those who work in those countries in every way possible. And as an aside about that, we are supporting Jesse and Ezra in Uganda, and they go into the bush and talk to people groups that very few people understand their language. In fact, you just visited a tribe in the last couple of days, and they suffer terribly. She had malaria, and she just had her second baby. And then he was sick with malaria. Now he's sick with something else, terrible fevers. He gets a lot of opposition from the witch doctors there. But in spite of that, he continues to go into the bush and bring them a Lord. And he's established a good little church going there. They built a mud hut for themselves there that the people in the community did. They're out in the sticks. They're not in a small town at all or a big town. They're living with the people as the people live. So we're trying to take care of them for sure. I know their character. So anyway, that's our little part. Continuing on with the Lord's message. He said, "And I ask you to continue to be a fool for me. Continue to warn your loved ones and friends while they have time to consider their ways. Do not allow yourselves to be cowed by their worldliness. They don't show it, but inside they are insecure, not truly knowing the outcome of their lives. They medicate it with entertainments, but in those moments that are quiet, something inside troubles them. My spirit is touching that emptiness within and making it acutely painful. Lord, but what about casting pearls before swine? I mean, the way some are being trampled on by their relatives, it's terrible. Isn't it better to be silent before the ones that are really hostile?" He answered me, "Wait for a teachable moment, my bride. At funerals, the hospital, sickness, financial loss, a broken relationship, when things are not going well for them. Approach them with encouragement, but also reminders that life is short and they are not guaranteed one more day. They may appear scornful, but I will continue to stir their spirits. Many times things are not what they seem with others. They mask their feelings, their fears, and insecurities. And when they see how peaceful and secure you are, they wonder, could it be real? This relationship with Jesus, maybe there's something to it. That is your best hope for the openly hostile. Do not provoke them, but let them catch you praying for them when hard things happen. Comfort them and pray for mercy. In this way, they will know you are sincere and I can move to help them. Yet so many I help do not recognize it's me. They know someone prayed, but they are not yet willing to recognize who that someone was praying to. They are not ready to give up their lives of sin, so they forget. But I visit them again, and again, and again. They don't call me the Hound of Heaven for no reason at all. I know how difficult it has been for many of you, most of you. I know you have watched and waited and grown weary. I've been with you at those times. I've lived through those times with you, giving you strength, hope, and the ability to persevere. You cannot imagine what I lived through. The indifference, ungratefulness, betrayals in 3 short years of my ministry, culminating in my execution. The intensity of opposition is something you will never have to face. Nevertheless, you have your own crosses to carry, and I do not make light of them. I know your frustrations. I know your sorrows, those hidden things you tell no one. I know your shame over your past mistakes. I am with you night and day, in your thoughts, in your dreams, in your tears. I visit you with consolations. I calm your fears and rest your hearts in mine. Reach always for that place where my heart abides. Place your head over that place. Receive the healing you need. Leave the burdens behind there, and take from my heart of infinite mercy the waters of divine healing, unlimited in their ability to impart new life and hope and courage to you. I am with you, my daughters, my sons, my brides. As you wait, I bring opportunities to you to prove your love for me by going out of your way, by holding your tongue, by praying for those who abuse you. Oh, yes, I see every day the way you are treated and how you do violence to your flesh and pray for your abusers. This is so pleasing to me. And one day those people will seek you out and say, thank you. Thank you for not giving up on me when I was so cruel to you. Thank you for praying for me and showing me Jesus. Yes, you will have much fruit in heaven, because I visit these hard cases at moments when they have nothing left, no more fight. They're completely broken and depleted. I visit and I move on their hearts. I bring a mountain of conviction down on their heads, with mountains and mountains of love simultaneously. And they finally repent. For you have shown them who I truly am. You have given me the experiences to convict them with. I bring those pictures to mind and show them how I was there through how you reacted. So you see, though you think you've done very little, you've done very much. You have sown the seeds of kindness, forbearance, tolerance, and mercy. And I will continue to water those until it's time to harvest. You just have no concept of the fruit that awaits you in heaven for your labors. Well, at that point, the Lord kind of confided in me, and he said, well, what do you think of that? You think they will be happy to hear that? I said, I do. He said, yes, I am happy to tell them how much they mean to me, how much their little efforts have done for me, how great their harvest will be. Yes, I'm well pleased with my persevering brides, those that have not reacted in hostility and meanness to my delay. And for the others, well, I forgive them. They just don't know what they've done. Me too, Lord. I know your heart is still aching and hurting. You can't hide it from me, you know. Well, for the most part, you've made the owie better. Thank you, Lord. Let me hold you, my bride. Come here. And that was the end of his message.